What's going on, people? I would like to welcome all of you to another Throwback Thursday edition of the Talk Q Radio Show. My name is Quincy, and this is my show. And every now and then, I like to bring up some shows from the past just to give you all a taste for all of my new listeners. I have over 750 episodes dating back to 2011. So when I get the opportunity, I just want to drop a clip of a certain show just to give you all something to listen to that you may have missed, to help give you some perspective on where the show used to be and how it's evolved, to get you familiar with some of the show legends. Drop these every now and then on Thursdays, and hopefully you can get the most out of it and enjoy yourself and be entertained. This episode aired September of 2017. Joining me on this show was Crystal, Buck, and Tennessee Rich, and we discussed fighting. You know, there are times in our life where, unfortunately, we're forced to defend ourselves, and then there are some of us who take the offensive. So my show legends and I discuss a few topics and scenarios when it comes to putting hands and feet on people. Take a listen and enjoy.
All right, we'll go ahead and get into this topic. And discussing fights, you know, just want to get into a few things. So I'm going to start with a simple question. And Crystal, I'm going to start with you. How many fights have you had in your life?
Wow.
Physical fights.
A lot. Mostly with men.
Oh,
no, seriously. Those were really the only people I fought with. I think I had one fight with a girl in middle school. And when I was living in New York as a little kid, I used to get beat up all the time when I moved. But I fought my way out. And so after that, after my first day, then I would be okay, because they just wanted to see if you would fight or not. So, you know, that's New York for you. But I guess real fight was, you know, when I was older, much older. So, a lot.
Okay. Buck, what about you?
Yeah, I've been in a few. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but I've been in a few.
All right. DR or TR?
Now, what was the question?
How many fights have you been in?
Physical fights?
Yeah.
Or verbal, like?
Physical.
Man, God. Man, it was a lot, man. A lot.
Man, you and Crystal throw down, huh?
Man, I lived in an all-white neighborhood, man. And I had a little brother. When we first moved in, it was all-out combat because these some bitches was bass boat trolling motherfuckers and musket bearing motherfuckers up, shooting quail and shit like that. You know what I mean? So. So when I first moved in, them motherfuckers was throwing mud balls and shit at us, man. Me and my brother had to straighten that shit real quick, you know. It was an uphill battle for a while, for some years, but I got them straightened out. They kept trying because they just didn't want to let it go that I was whooping their ass. So they kept trying to get a new one to come in, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that man said they broke out muskets.
You know what I'm talking about. They got them damn fishing rods in the back of the truck and a damn 22 rifle. Sitting in the motherfucking window. You know what I'm
saying? My man moved in next to Pilgrims. I know exactly what you're talking about. And
yeah.
So, Crystal, is it necessary at times for verbal disagreements to resort and punches being thrown? I mean, sometimes do you just have to fight in order for things to work out? Or there's some understanding to be had?
Well, I think, well, in my situation, like I said, most of my fights have been with men. So it's, in other words, it was a relationship situation. So, yeah. I didn't usually win those fights, that's for sure. But in a relationship, no, you should not end in fist fights, actually. But, yeah, sometimes, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, if someone's trying to beat your head in, you got to fight for survival. But as far as, you know, regular situations where you're just arguing with somebody, you know, no, it should never get to a point where you have to hit somebody. I mean, just leave the situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but some people are stupid, you know. And see, what I can't stand is a talker, someone who just keeps talking and talking and talking. You know, it's like, shut the fuck up. I hate that, you know. And I know there's some people who are just like that. They just love to, they can't, they have to have the last word, all that kind of shit. You know, I can't stand that. Yeah, so, but other than that, yeah, I don't think some things just really aren't that serious.
Yeah, I've met some punching bags in my life too. People, a couple of guys I can think of who knew they couldn't win the fight, or even after they had lost the fight, they still kept running their mouth. They still kept running their mouth, and they just gluttons for punishment, I guess. I don't know. But, Buck, where's the worst place to get into a fight, a physical fight?
I would say in a crowd. I mean, because we probably at some point have all seen a fight break out in a crowd, and people start running, and sometimes people start joining in the fight. So if you're too close to where the fight begins, you don't get involved in the fight, you may not get out. You know, you may be an innocent bystander, you know, to whatever is thrown that way, whether it be a punch, whether it may be a knife stab or chair being thrown or whatever. So, you know, I know I've been in clubs where people have gotten, you know, being in a club, in a crowded club, and seeing a fight break out, you know, it's just not, you know, it's not really, you know, you're trying to find the exit. So it's just, it's not a good look to be in a situation like that.
All right, Tennessee Rich, where do you think the worst place to get into a fight is?
Man, he just described it. Because if it, like, most times, check this other motherfucker's hype, man. The ones that's rowdy anyway, they're going to start getting in it. You know, the ones that's got some sense are going to try to hit the door. But, you know, you're going to have them just going to start trying to jump in and just get some licks in on people and shit just because they're rowdy.
Right.
So you got to get the hell on away from around. If you're caught in the middle of it, like you said, if you're caught in right close to it, you might be fucked.
Yeah. Wrong place, yeah. Wrong time.
Yeah, that or jail. That's
I was gonna say the police station. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah! The police in the police car. There you go. That's the worst damn place, because you know your ass is finna get. I'll probably get killed.
Right. So, Crystal, let's look at this from a parenting point of view. How do you teach your kids when and when not to fight?
Well, I mean,
or do you just teach them not to fight?
No. I mean, you know, you can't just let somebody walk all over you, you know, situation. So, but I remember, well, my daughter never had that issue, because I remember one time she was, you know, she would always be getting into trouble, or, you know, would always be like this whole fight situation. And so I was like, I sat down and I was like, well, if you're being, you know, bullied, if anyone is, you know, doing this to you, you have to talk to me. And then she started laughing. And then I realized she's a goddamn bully. So I had to change the conversation. So I had to turn it around. And then the only way she stopped her ratchetness was when she realized that she almost didn't get into a school, because she was trying to get into this really nice school, a high school, and she almost didn't get in because of her record.
Mm.
So you know, they were like, wait a minute. Can't have these kind of people at our beautiful, you know, high school. So she had to, you know, we had to do some convincing that she would not be doing that at this school. You know, she'll calm down and whatever. So sometimes you have to tell them not to fight, because if this is something that they naturally do, they naturally, you know, go to that or whatever. It can be because of their personality, or if they're really small, you know, that's why you get the whole Napoleon thing.
Yeah.
And some kids feel they have to fight in order, or have to prove themselves in order for people to leave them alone or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have to know your kids and you have to know the situation. And sometimes you need to tell them to not get into certain shit and around certain kinds of people, because especially nowadays, used to be where you could fight and then that would be the end of it once, you know, it's over.
Yeah, you'd
be
afraid of that.
And everything's fine. But nowadays, little punks, they don't fight anymore. You know, it's fight and then they go and get a gun or something, or go get whoever who has one. You know, just kind of shouldn't they come back. Which is, you know, whatever.
It's
so you have to be careful
be
about that kind of shit.
Okay. And, Buck, what about you, man, from a male's point of view? How do you teach your kid when and when not to fight?
I mean, you the way I taught my boys was very simple. You defend yourself. I said, but you got to be smart about it. The oldest one and the youngest one understand that. The middle one just had a bigger mouth than those two. And usually the oldest one had to bail the middle one out. So, and Sean Jr. typically has not got into those issues yet. Even though he's 17, which that's good. But, you know, I always tell them to defend themselves. I said, you know, long as it's justified. Well, Sean did get in trouble 1 year for picking on a kid a little bit smaller than him. He actually picked him up and threw him in a toy bin, and then snatched him out of that and threw him in a locker and closed the locker. He got suspended for 3 days. And all because the kid was a first grader. Sean was actually in second grade. So he got mad at him. And, you know, when you got two older brothers, you know, the older brothers always teach the youngest one so he won't get picked on how to fight. So they don't understand at that young age when to fight and when not to fight, you know, especially when you're typically bigger than all the rest of the kids.
Right. You fight when you think you can win.
Kind of, yeah. So, I mean, first of all, to throw the kid in the damn toys was one thing, but then snatch his ass up and throw him in the locker and close it. I'm like, shit. I'm going like, well, that's ruthless. I said, your ass needs to be suspended. I said, and the kid didn't throw a punch. I said, you did all the punching. I said, you got to get your ass for that. There's a time and place for everything. There's no time for that. But you gotta teach them how to defend themselves, but you also have to teach them discipline too, because if your child is bigger than all the other kids, you don't want them to be somebody that bullies other kids or somebody that imposes their will on others. You know, you don't want them imposing wheels on other kids, you know, like, I'm bigger than you, you better do this, you better do that, whatever.
Right.
You don't want that. So,
give me that lunch money.
You know, you got to, yeah. You know, you got to teach them some discipline so that way, if they are bigger, they use it, you know, wisely. So you do have to teach them. I mean, back in the day, you know, this is the way we were taught, and I'm quite sure your dad said the same thing at some point. But my dad said, you know, don't come home with your ass whooped, because you're going to get another ass whooping if you lost
the
fight.
Yeah, I heard that.
So he said, if you go get in the fight, your ass better win. And you better be justified why you beat his ass, and you know you might not get your ass whooped if you get suspended. But if you get your ass whooped and you lose, then you're gonna get another one when you get to the house. So, you know, there is a time and place for everything. But in today's time, I don't think fighting is really something that you want to do, especially depending on where your kid maybe goes to school, because like Crystal said earlier, kids don't fight anymore. You know. They pretend like they're going to forget it, and they go home and steal daddy's gun or brother's gun or whatever and bring it back and shoot up the whole damn school, including you. So
yeah,
you really need to kind of talk to your kids and kind of tell them, you know, you have to use a little bit of diplomacy now, probably more than you ever have, because the gone are the day where you kick somebody's ass and then you go down to the local hamburger joint and hang out and shake hands or go to Lost Rabbit or go to Mario's, what like we had back home, and be friends with the joke, you just kicked his ass. Them days over. You know, so you got to use a little bit of diplomacy, a whole lot of diplomacy now when you having a disagreement with somebody else.
No doubt, man, no doubt. And I just think that all in all, that when it comes to teaching kids, it's very delicate, especially these days. Tennessee Rich, is there ever a good time? Well, there always is a good time for anything, I guess, but when is there a good time to throw the first punch? What would make you throw the first punch in a fight?
Man, they will have to have a person will have to have touched me. I tell you what. If I knew that I was just going to have to fight, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to go ahead and hit them. I'm not, if I'm that mad, I'm not saying nothing. There's no need to talk. I'm just going to hit your ass. So basically, probably when the fight starts, it's just, if I'm going to fight, any fight that I'm going to get ready to start and I'm involved, I'm going to hit you first. I'm not going to let you hit me first. I'm hitting first for any fight that I'm in. I'm surprising you. I'm coming because I'm not saying shit. When I start getting quiet and my eyes start watering, I'm finna hit you. So I just say every fight that I've ever been in, I'm hitting first. There's nothing that's going to make it. It's just automatic.
Okay. And, Crystal, what about you? What's going to make you throw the first punch in a fight?
Throw the first punch. I usually don't throw punches. I usually throw stuff.
Okay.
You know, like whatever's next to me. Because I'm not fighting, you know, someone fair, usually, like I'm saying. I don't fight women, you know, so it's usually a guy that I'm fighting, so I can't fight fair. So, you know, I have to pick up something. That's usually what I do. So what makes me do that? I don't know.
Fighting like that.
Oh, just guys that I've dated back in the day. You know, well, not that far back, actually. But, you know, I stopped all that. those kind of relationships. But I've been in those kind of relationships. Yeah, I don't even want
to. Well, memo to all guys in Michigan, do not piss Crystal off if you're anywhere near a brickyard.
Or anything, shit, or in the kitchen.
She's
that's a best bet.
Down there ain't even thinking about going around her ass because they know she's going to throw them things.
I'm throwing whatever the fuck I can get my hands on. Fuck it.
Bold.
I mean, if we get to that point, you know, fuck it. You know, it's either me or him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about you? What would make you throw the first punch?
You know, for me, you know, it depends on, you know, what is said or how you say it. I mean, for me, I'm old school.
Buck,
so,
said you missing
you know,
my name wrong. I'm throwing first punch.
You know, if I'm old school, so my thing is, first of all, it takes a lot to get me pissed off anyway. But once you get me there, you're going to need the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, because I'm going to get on your ass and I ain't coming off. I'm going to beat shit out you. So, you know, it just really depends.
I
mean,
sun and light in every single time.
That says it all in a nutshell. But, you know, it just really depends. I mean, sometimes, you know, you say something and it may rub you the wrong way, but you kind of let it go. But then if this is somebody who irritates you for a long time, you held back, and then they just say something, they just say it on the wrong day, I'm not going to give them a chance to throw a punch. They talking shit. I'm just going to knock them the fuck out, point blank. So it just depends on what they say and how they say it. And if you say it the wrong way, then you're going to be waking up on a gurney.
I don't know what would make me throw the first punch. I mean, back in the day, like when I was in college, if you disrespected my woman, I felt like I had to hit you. You know, not that I didn't want to, but it's kind of like, you know what, you kind of got to, like it's in the rule book. But I don't know what make a person do that. What would make me do that now? It would take something. I guess if I thought that you were like a real threat, or like if it's more than one of you, if it's two or three people and y'all getting close up on me and I realize I got to fight all three of you, then I might throw the first punch then just to try to take one of them out. But other than that, I would try to wait for the first punch, I think.
But, I think any fight, if you were getting ready to get in the fight, you shouldn't think you should just go ahead and knock their ass. Just go ahead and go at it. Because if you don't, they're going to get you first. That's the way I always do it. I don't wait. There's no talking. Just as soon as I see it get ready to happen, bam, I'm on it. It's over. I don't want to be doing this a long time. I just want to get your ass down to a compromised position where you can say, I'm done. And that's why if I sense a fight coming, there's no need in waiting. Just go ahead and hit them and get it on. Let's go.
That's the best way to do it, right?
Do it.
Okay. All right, so let's look at this from a relationship standpoint. And let me start with the guys first. Tennessee, if your woman gets in a fight and she starts losing, do you break the fight up? Do you help her out? Or do you just let it continue?
It's according to if it's a disadvantage or not. If it's an equal fight, you know, fair fight, then, you know, you just got to take, she got to let her take her lumps, you know.
What do you call a fair fight? Like if it's one-on-one, or if she fighting a fat chick?
One-on-one, you know, and it seems like they're about the same equal, you know, body mass and all that, then, okay, you know, go ahead. If you get your ass beat, you just get your ass beat. You know, you got to take it like I would. But if it looks like it's a double team or maybe the girl's just bullying her because she's big, I'll step in and say, we ain't going to do this. You know, try to save her a little bit. But, you know, if it's a fair situation, hey, you got to handle your own just like I would. If her man came up to me, you ain't finna jump in. I got to handle that. You heard me? So, you know, y'all got to fight. Women have to fight just like we do. If she made that woman angry, you know, then that's her situation, not mine. I love her and everything. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, that there's a line that you can't cross.
All right, Buck, what
about
you?
Rules,
man,
of the WWE.
Same situation, Buck. Your woman's in a fight and she's losing. Do you break up the fight? Do you help her out? Do you let it continue? What do you do?
Well, I actually had this happen. When me and my ex-wife first got together, ex-wife had gotten a little toasty, and these guys kept coming up messing around. So she got mad and started throwing punches. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You know, they started fighting. So She was trying to throw punches like a guy. I actually had to break it up. The guy wasn't winning, but still, just the bottom line of it was the way she was acting. You know, I didn't want her to hurt herself, break her hand, or anything like that. You know, I broke it up, and I actually picked her up and carried her and put her in a room and locked her in it. And I was like, "You're not coming out till you calm your ass down." I said, "You gonna fool around and get yourself in trouble, have the cops coming, and all that. So you don't need that." Because my ex-wife is aggressive, so it was kind of funny. It was comical after the fact, but it wasn't funny when it was happening. But I broke it up. So she don't back down. She ain't but 5'6", but she don't back down from shit. So, you know, I had to numerous times kind of keep her from jumping off the handle because, you know, I think she kind of liked the attention anyway. But you know, it just depends on the situation. Now, the one of them, they now have to worry about that. She's imposing anyway with her being 5'10". So, you know, she can just look at them and like, all right, I think I'm going to back out. I ain't going to try this.
Mine's 6'1".
So, yeah, so I don't have to worry about that now. I can sit back and laugh. Now I'm going, yeah, you try it if you want to. So,
yeah, I got me a big.
So, Crystal.
Me too.
What's your reaction as a woman who is in a fight and he's getting it handed to him? He's losing. What do? You break it up? You let it, you try to help out? Do you let it continue?
Well, that would depend if I have a gun on me. And if I do, then
let's
I'm
shooting. Just say you don't.
Oh, okay. I don't have a gun. Well, then what am I going to do? Two guys fighting. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Someone call the police.
I don't know. You don't want to like to throw stuff.
I'm not. No. That's something completely different. I throw stuff to defend myself, to stop myself from dying. But in that situation, there's two dudes fighting, and nothing I can do. And so maybe I have to pick up something if he's losing, which, you know, oh, that's fucked up, you know. But no, I mean, what can I do except for shoot, you know? Maybe, like I said, the only thing I can do is maybe pick up something and throw it on him, throw it on the guy if it looks like he's, like, beating his head in. But, you know, I try to do that. I try to stop it. Yeah, I guess I'd try to stop it, you know. If it looked like, you know, he was about to be killed or something. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so let me ask you this then. What if it's one of your girlfriends and she's getting, you know, hooked up in the worst way? Do you hop in and help her out or you let her take her lumps?
Oh, no, we all fighting. Fuck that shit. Oh, hell no.
Even if it's 2-on-1, you're gonna still help out?
Hell yeah! Gonna kick one out? Hell no! That ain't happening. No, that's a different code. That's my girl. No, we all fighting now. Shit! Fuck that shit.
Nope. Tennessee Rich, how do you feel about that, man? If your boy is in a 1-on-1 fight, but he's losing pretty badly, do you hop in and start helping out?
If he's beating the hell out of him, I'm going to hop in. I ain't going to let the man get killed or hurt real bad where he's got to go to the hospital. But now I'll let him get a black eye, busted lip, like that. Then once I seen he's done had enough, yeah, I'm going to go on and step in and be like, no, dog, if it's going to be like that, we're going to have to double team your ass because you're a little too much. But, you know, no, other than that, man, if it's fair, dude's got to take it, man. You got to take that.
Okay, Buck, what do you think?
If you handling it, I'm gonna let you handle it. But if you're somebody trying to get the best of you, I'm jumping in.
So I think I would break it up. You know, I don't think I'd jump in and just start whooping the other person or everything. But I think I'd try to break it up. So I'd be like, all right, he's had enough. He's had enough, but all right. So this is a very difficult question to answer these days in 2017. And Crystal, I go back to you. When is a fight over?
I guess when they can't move, it's over. Or you know, somebody breaks it up. You know. Usually people know when it's over. You know, when the police come, you know, stuff like that. when someone intervenes, that's when it's over. When someone's had enough, they can't move anymore, you know. That's when it's over.
But when is the fight over?
Yeah, I mean, the fight's over when the other person laying down there and, you know, they're not throwing any more punches. You know, what have you. So, I mean, it's, you know, if you put a big, good enough beat down on them, you know, and they put their hands up, say, I'm done and all that, you know, it's probably a little bit harder, well, you know, like you said earlier, it's probably a little bit harder now in today's time because people, don't, you know, people don't like to lose now. So they don't know when to say when. You know, they get their ass whooped, then go home, get a gun or knife and come back and, you know, come in, you know, trying to sucker, you know, sucker stab you or whatever, or shoot you when, you know, when your guard's down. But in today's time, I don't think a fight's ever over until you know that this rascal's not going to try you anymore. You know, you. And my thought process on that is if you beat them down enough, make them wish that they never even, you know, in today's time, if you're going to fight somebody, you better break something on them. So that way they know not to fuck with you. Because if you break something on them, then they go, all right, I'm not going to mess with this guy here. Because even if I got a gun, this joker might still, you know, do something to me. So I might not want to mess with him. You got to snatch their soul out if you fight now. You got to do something bigger than what you're accustomed to doing back in the day. So in today's time, I know that, you know, you, like I said, you got to really walk with a big stick if you get in a fight with somebody.
Okay. You got that right. Because fighting just ain't the same these days.
Mm-mm.
It's not the same. You don't always know when it's over. And I mean, then you got to worry about retaliation. It's just too much. It's just too much. It's a long time away from the days where you fought in the schoolyard and then you end up playing, being friends with that person by the end of the week for the most part. Those days are definitely over.
And that's going to do it for this Throwback Thursday edition of the Talk to Q Radio Show. Go to talktheq.com and sign up for my email newsletter so you can have the show delivered to your inbox each and every time it drops. Follow me on Twitter at TalkTheQ. I appreciate your support. Word of mouth is the best exposure for me. So please spread the word and share the podcast on social media. It only takes a second. Thank you so much and have a good day. Holla.